Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything, there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. The same chapter 3, let's go to verse 12. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in life. Verse 13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. You are welcome back to God Grace of God, Great Grace of God Mission International. Our topic is opportunity. Opportunity. Dictionary meaning said that opportunity is a time or set of circumstances that made it possible to do something. And this is aligned with Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. For me, by the Spirit of God, opportunity is your God time to achieve things. Opportunity is your God time to achieve things, be it in the flesh or in the spirit. Opportunity is the free gift of life to every man, according to the degree of your assignment from the one that created you. So life is not owing anybody opportunity. It is being divided accordingly. The reason why we don't take it serious is because it's a free gift. By mercy of God, it can be repeated for your favor. But it's not certain for all. In certain regards. Opportunity itself is a spiritual realm upon a man's life. It is when a man is conscious of this, that is when it presents itself, you judiciously make use of it. God gives opportunity to every man, but it is man that misuses it. And later you blame life. You blame God. And for you to be accurate with opportunity, a man has to be sensitive also. You have to be sensitive for you not to misuse your opportunity. I want you to know, as I've said earlier, that opportunity is spiritual. Expect series of it from God and Lucifer. If you don't get me, let me repeat myself. I said opportunity is spiritual. So expect series of opportunity from God and from Lucifer. And I also want to clear a mindset that opportunity comes but once. In certain regard, it comes more than one. But the first appearance of it is a free gift. When it is being misused, it can come again. You can call for it again. But when it's coming back a second time, don't expect it to be free. It is not free. You have to pay the price to call his attention again. For example, the life God gave man through Adam was a free one. Adam never requested to be created. Adam never wrote letter to God that let me name all the animal. I heard there's a place called Garden of Eden. No, let me go and enjoy there. Just put me there. Adam never requested for this. But when the opportunity came to Adam, it was a free gift. And what was the gift? Gift of life. And what was the gift? Gift of eternity. And what was the gift? Gift to be spiritual. It was never recorded. As I've said earlier, that Adam fasted or prayed, things about him was freely fitted. But man, through Adam, lost that life. Lost everlasting life. Lost being spiritual. Now, to show you that opportunity does not come but once, God presented that opportunity again for man to enjoy what was lost in the beginning. If I should ask you, and I'm asking you, to have that life, is it actually free? It is actually free, but is it free? Compared to how it appeared in the beginning, you will have to wake up to pray. When necessary, you have to fast for you not to be darkened. You have to read your Bible, and sometimes you have to give cheerfully from your substance. But in the beginning, when the opportunity presented itself, all these were not there. Everything was perfect. Bible also recorded that Jesus prayed without ceasing. What the first Jesus, that is Adam, never did. Don't be deceived. Opportunity is responsibility. Opportunity is accountability. Opportunity is sensitivity. Opportunity is for all men. Lucifer oriented or God gift to all men. Opportunity is for all men. As I said earlier, the opportunity is spiritual. Lucifer can present his, God can present his to men. But you have to be sensitive in the spirit to know the direction at which this present opportunity is coming from. Your spiritual submission now determines we now find out the channel, the God's opportunity is flowing from. There are many people in the same templates of the opportunity presented to you. It is your choice to make use of it. And if reverse is the case, you will be the one to bear the shame. You will be overtaken. Don't forget, Judas' position was filled up. Judas had the opportunity to be one of the disciples of Christ. So why was the opportunity presented to him and he fell for it? Maybe not to understand that he was a treasurer, so he has been seeing money. He has been accounting for money. So, why will he fail for such opportunity to acquire money instantly? It was an opportunity presented to him from Lucifer. I want you to know that even though the scripture has recorded that a man shall betray Jesus, nobody's name was written there. Habits, character, quest for something will drag a man to fulfill that prophecy. It might be anybody. But things in Judas made him to fulfill that prophecy. He got an opportunity from the kingdom of hell. So remember, we must understand that if the kingdom of kingdom of darkness knew what was before them, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus. Kill him, kill him, kill him. Leave the thieves. This man, kill him. If they had knew, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus. So, devil presented the opportunity that let a man from his cabinet, let a man from his church betray him. And Lucifer grabbed the opportunity. I will speak on Judas Iscariot one day. I want you to know that the man Judas Iscariot, he never believed that from that heart of his, Jesus will be apprehended. This is a man in the camp. He saw all miracles. He knew the caliber of what Jesus was in the spirit. So he knew, this man, let me just toy with their money. Let me embezzle their money. They can't capture Jesus. Remember, there's a scenario in the scripture, I've forgotten the verse where it is, where after Jesus has performed some miracle, they came together to enjoy him. Some Bible recorded that he vanished. They couldn't see him again. He went his way. So Judas saw many of this. So he thought that would be the case. He never knew that the Son of Man was sent to die. He thought Jesus will live forever. He never knew that Son of Man was on the course to die. And course is that person. Through him, that death came. If Judas had knew, he wouldn't have ventured into that opportunity Lucifer presented to him. If the Spirit permits, one day I will speak on Judas. God and Lucifer can present the opportunity, as I've said. And don't forget that opportunity is an open heaven upon a man. You have to first be sensitive to know that who is actually opening that heaven. Is it God? Is it Lucifer? Because what? Both of them can present the opportunity. Let's run in the book of Genesis chapter 39 verse 1 to 12. There was a very good opportunity for Joseph to gain back his freedom. This is a man that from a very young age, he saw torment. He saw bondage. He saw hatred. He saw unloving. Right from his father's house. At a very young age, Joseph was disposed to anti-life. So he got his way to the house of Potiphar. An opportunity presented itself. It's just to sleep with the wife of Potiphar. Just sleep with the wife of Oga. And I close my mouth. Oga wife, close his mouth. But I will gain a little degree of freedom. But the man Joseph was sensitive in the spirit to know that yes, this is actually an opportunity. He knew that opportunity is spiritual. He knew that Lucifer was the one presenting this opportunity. He had understanding of time and season. And he knew in time and season, opportunity would definitely come. And he understand his destiny. He understand where God is taking him to, even though the present situation is not a sweet one. So he discarded the opportunity of sleeping with Potiphar's wife. Let this struggle continue. Let this suffering continue. There is an appointed time for me. Nations will call me blessed. I will bless nations. I will preserve nations. I know what I saw in the spirit. I know what God told me. Bible makes us understand that let men be a liar, let God be true. So Joseph knew this, and he knew this opportunity is from Lucifer. He invaded it. I want you to also know that the man Adam also got opportunity in life. Also got opportunity of life. But he blew it away. Because the Bible made us understand in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14 that man Adam was never deceived. He knew what he did. He knew what he was about to do. And the opportunity was to rule and dominate the earth that was created by God. From the Garden of Eden, even though Lucifer has been cast down to the earth, to be in dominion of all creeping things. And his wife fell short. He might have waited for God to judge, as far as I had him, yield to the instruction of God concerning what he told me. But my wife has heard, let's wait and see what God will say. To the best known to him, Adam, the opportunity he got to be the first of all creation and for life forever, he blew up the opportunity. Later on, in Judges chapter 16, presents a man called Samson. Samson was anointed, a carrier of anointing, but he received to be sensitive. And that opportunity, I said, that is spiritual, and that is actually what he is, presented itself to Samson through Lucifer. True agent of darkness in Delilah. Destiny was blew away. He wouldn't have been blew away, but a step must be taken. And it was opportunity presented to Samson. Let's leave that aside. In the book of Judges chapter 16, if you check verse 1, the scripture makes us understand that Samson went down to with an harlot. So definitely this is a thing that he has been doing before he finally met a destiny quencher. So Samson got his opportunity. Let's run. Arrival of Jesus Christ on earth to come and collect the key from Lucifer. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11, opportunity presented itself to Jesus to collect the keys from Lucifer without going through the painful death. But Jesus knew. Opportunity is spiritual. He followed the one given to him by God, even though it is painful. What opportunity have you blown away? Opportunity is God. He will create another one for you. Rest and trust in him. And you, assuming the lordship of yourself, you don't listen to correction, advices. Sometimes opportunities are hidden in correction. Advice we receive. If not for Moses' father-in-law, advice, Moses will have died earlier. The father-in-law just came one day to greet, and he saw the cumbersome responsibility upon his son-in-law, Moses. And he sat him down. Mr. Man, the way you are going, if care is not taken, you just discover one day you've dropped dead. All this trial just coming, I just calling on you. On trivial issues, on matter that only you. So he got the advice. He got the opportunity to do what? To call men to assist him in ministry. But the more serious issue are the one that was brought to Moses. So he got the opportunity, and the opportunity came through an advice. For you to succeed or fail in life, you need opportunity to succeed. You need opportunity to fail. You can't just succeed. You can't just fail. Opportunity must present itself for you to either succeed or to either fail. God will help you. I want you to stay and enjoy God in your present situation until your opportunity comes from God. Any opportunity that does not lift the banner of Christ high is not from God. Be wise and know this. Don't die before your opportunity comes from God. It will surely come. It's a process. And if you have blown up your opportunity in a particular regard, stand and call on God of opportunity. Pay the price and let it rain again. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.